Hello, everyone. JVL here with my Bulwark colleague, Sam Stein. Before we get started talking about Donald Trump's birthday book, which it turns out is both real and spectacular, hit like and follow the channel. We need you here with us. Sam.
First of all, hold on. Yeah. You said Donald Trump's birthday book. It was actually Jeffrey Epstein's birthday book that Donald Trump wrote to.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Let's be clear about this.
Oh, that Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes.
Well, that doesn't Jeffrey seem Epstein. Good. So here we have just had breaking news that the legendary mythical birthday book, which featured the hand-drawn sketch of a nude woman and Donald Trump's musings about a beautiful secret that he and Jeffrey held together, something they shared, is real, has been found, has been turned over. It actually exists. Sam, first of all, are you surprised that this is real? Because
shock.
A lot of people represented that this was absolutely a fabrication.
Yeah. I mean, of course, I'm not surprised it's real. If you think back to when the journal initially published this, and this was, I think, in July or something like that, the idea that the journal would have just sort of cavalierly published something so explosive without having 100% certainty, knowing fully well that they were going to be sued no matter what. It was always preposterous that they didn't have the goods. Like that would have been silly, to say the least. So of course I always thought it was real. And then of course I always assumed that Trump would decry it as a hoax. But a lot of people look stupid now because obviously it was real. The only question was, would it ever surface? And there's a couple things to unpack here. One is how it surfaced, which I think is kind of fascinating. And two is what happens now from a legal standpoint, because Trump has sued Rupert Murdoch for $10 billion over this thing. So where we go from there is also another fascinating subplot. I also wonder if there's any discovery process here that could be utilized by the paper that is actually, you know, tangentially party to the suit. Obviously, it's against Murdoch, but, you know, this involves the Wall Street Journal. I do think there's potentially some legal vulnerabilities here, although he is the president of the United States and we have the Supreme Court that says he's got immunity. So who knows, right?
Is anyone going to ask JD about this? Is he going to be forced to answer for that?
No, probably not. But that's just the world we live in.
Bulwark Takes is sponsored by Soul. If you're struggling to switch off at night, let me tell you, Soul's out-of-office gummies help me relax, quiet my thoughts, and fall asleep at night naturally. Just the right balance of CBD and THC to ease me to a restful night. Heck, I might be on one right now. I don't even know. Look, the summer's almost over, and it's time for everyone, including at the Bulwark, to lock in a little harder during the day and the week. But when I get home, I need to clear my head and rest and recharge for the next day. And that, folks, is where Soul comes in. Soul is a wellness brand that believes feeling good should be fun and easy. Soul specializes in delicious hemp-derived THC and CBD products designed to boost your mood and to help you unwind. The rest I'm getting, thanks to Soul, I come back to the content minds much sharper. I mean, look at me. I'm sharp. It's because of Soul. Their best-selling out-of-office gummies were designed to provide a mild, relaxing buzz to boost your mood and to enhance creativity and relaxation. With 5 different strengths, you can tailor the dose to fit your vibe. From a gentle 1.5 milligram microdose, which I take just to be the right amount of parent that I want to be, to their newest 15 milligram gummy for a more elevated experience, which we used to call, but we don't anymore, the Tim Miller special. Tim says, for the record, he doesn't take that much. Not sure if I believe him. And if you like their out-of-office gummies, try their new out-of-office beverage. It's a refreshing, alcohol-free alternative that's perfect for winding down on the couch or just honestly for socializing with some friends. Soul has a variety of products specifically designed to help you get a better night's rest, including their top-selling sleepy gummies, fan favorite for deep, restorative sleep. And who doesn't need that? Bring on the good vibes and treat yourself to Soul today, right now. Soul is offering my audience 30% off your entire order. Can't believe it. I'm going to read that again. 30% off your entire order. Crazy. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code BulwarkTakes. That's GetSoul.com, promo code BulwarkTakes. And you'll get 30% off.
Because like everything else with JD, I just feel like once you've been proven to be a liar about this, why should anybody ever take anything else you ever say at face value? Right? And yet the media is going to keep reporting, Vice President JD Vance said, when like the context behind every single statement he makes should be vice president and confirmed liar J.D. Vance now sure. alleges that, right? I just
yeah, but I mean,
ah, like, it makes me so mad, Sam.
He's just mimicking Trump. Trump, who knew he had signed this, was like, total forgery, never happened. You know, he literally sued the journal. I guess the other question I'm kind of curious about around this is how this got to the Oversight Committee. I mean, the Oversight Committee is run by Republicans. And, you know, in theory, they probably could control the information flows into and out of the committee. And yet here we are. The Oversight Dems got their hands on this thing, and now they've published it, and it's a humiliation for Trump. It keeps Epstein in the news. It's just funny to see, like, I guess it's James Comer, so perhaps that explains it, but they're just obviously doing a very poor job managing this for the president.
I mean, I can't believe that James Comer is screwed up again. That just seems shocking to me.
Do you think it's true, though. It keeps doing this. It's unbelievable. Get someone
Will
else in there.
Will there be any divisions in MAGA after this? Like, do you think there's going to be anybody who looks at this and then says, well, by gum, I done thought that it really was all bullshit, and it turns out it's real. No, I mean, stars and garters. Is that going to happen?
Look, I just look online. I mean, the immediate reaction, like I said, the Charlie Kirk thing was ridiculous, but he was, he's like, does this below look like the actual signature from the president? I don't think so at all. Fake. This is like 1 minute or 2 minutes ago. It's like they're still running cover for the guy. I don't know. I guess I should ask you this too, because I've been a little bit not surprised, because I always expected them to rally around Trump. But like there was a moment, I guess, in July where things looked a little bit iffy for him or with his base, and they were not happy. And yet here we are in September, and you have this stuff coming out, and they're still being like, well, it's a hoax. And then you have like seven of the people who are on that discharge petition to get all the files released, who have seven Republicans who have basically taken their name off of it. And so, you know, we're in this place yet again where this guy gets basically 95% to 99% of his supporters to just rally behind him no matter what. I mean, here you have, I mean, if you step back, he wrote a letter to this guy where it's clearly he's insinuating like dirty secrets involving young women. And it's not, what more do you need to see? I mean, what more do you need to see?
Let me try something out on you, Sam.
Try something,
just,
please.
I want you to just suspend your disbelief for a minute and just let it wash over you before you give me your verdict. So over the weekend, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, who is third in line for the presidency and must be a serious person, therefore, said that Donald Trump was actually an FBI informant and that he was on the inside helping to bring down Jeffrey Epstein.
I saw that, yeah.
Isn't it possible, Sam, that this letter and drawing, that he was like Serpico, that this was all the things, Donnie Brasco, when the things you have to do when you're undercover, Sam, I mean, sometimes
this
they're
like Leo and this is like Leo and the Departed, basically. Yeah.
Sometimes they're not pretty, but you got to do what you got to do to get the to get the gangsters. And this was Donald Trump playing the long game to bring down this pedophile empire. Possible?
Okay, so it's no, but Mike Johnson walked that back. But QAnon does believe that, right? Like that's what Will Summers telling me. Like this is the big QAnon theory. I don't even know how to like approach it. Like, do people actually think that? I mean, it's absurd. But yeah, I guess some people have deluded themselves into believing it. Not me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's Trump's trick, is that he's able to delude everybody into believing, not everybody. He's able to delude 45%.
43 to 44, yeah.
Into believing like 15 different self-contradictory truths.
Right.
That's
I'm just trying to figure out, right. In this one, he was friends with Epstein for a while, but he's also dishing on Epstein, but he's also videoed with Epstein.
Well, you know, that was all performance, know, Sam. He was just, he had to do to get onto the inside.
The shit you have to do to be undercover. It's true. It's hard. I don't know, man.
Guys, we're not going to let him distract us. We're going to stay laser focused on this. I mean, for another 5 minutes until he invades Chicago and brings in tanks. That'll be great. Hit like, hit subscribe, follow the channel. We'll be back with more terrible things soon. Good luck, America.